liberty or give me death. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome to The War Room, folks. Owen Schroyer with you. We will be live till 6 p.m. Central. We are live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, right here out of the Austin, Texas InfoWars World Headquarters. I've got tons of news here today, literally stacks. We've got tons of guests as well. We're going to be joined by Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai in the first hour, as well as Gabriel Silva in the first hour. Silva is actually on the ground in Berkeley, where there's set to be another Antifa protest. They're now calling for physical altercations and civil war. Truly shocking behavior. Stack of news on that. We're going to be hearing from Craig Sawyer in the final hour, the third hour, the 5 o'clock hour, 5:33 specifically, from vetsforchildrescue.org. Of course, he was featured on the Alex Jones Show today. We'll be hearing more from Craig Sawyer. Right before I got on air, Drudge Report red-linked to two stories. Now, this is my war stack of news. See, I've got all these stacks of news. This is the war stack of news. We've got news out of North Korea. They're prepping for another attack. They're threatening the U.S. again. We've got Russia and the United States both doing war games today. United States rolling into Poland. Russia kicks off huge military exercises with Belarus. And then right before we came on, South Korea delegation asks Washington for nuclear weapons. The heated debate in South Korea over redeploying U.S. nuclear weapons on its territory has now reached Washington. A senior delegation of South Korean lawmakers is in town, making the case to the Trump administration and Congress that such a move is needed to confront North Korea's growing nuclear capability and place more pressure on China. So all kinds of buildup to what we're hoping won't be nuclear war, but as these things continue to build, we keep you updated at Infowars.com, Infowars.com/show, of course, here on The War Room as well. So we'll have more on that. We'll have some other takes on that. Perhaps Craig Sawyer, Roger Stone, who will be with us in the second hour, will want to weigh in on that. One thing Stone will certainly be wanting to weigh in on is comments from Adam Schiff misrepresenting what Stone said. Of course, Stone has now announced when he's willing to do a testimony in public. So we'll have all of that from Roger. Seems the big story right now, at least in American media, is Trump and DACA, Trump meeting with the Democrats, Trump and the wall. There's a bit of a fracture happening right now within Trump's base on Trump's DACA decision, or lack thereof, giving it to Congress, meeting with Democrats like Pelosi and Schumer. Now, this is actually kind of funny. Hot Mike catches Chuck Schumer basking in Trump's adulation. I can only imagine Chuck Schumer, like a little girl. Basically, he's saying, he likes me. I mean, he really likes me. The president really likes me. And this was all caught on a hot mic after Schumer and Pelosi met with President Trump to figure out DACA. So, but the base is kind of split on that. And again, we'll be hearing boots on the ground, Gabriel Silva, on what's about to happen in Berkeley. Folks, they're calling in U.S. Navy SEALs because they're about to have conservative speakers. They're building walls. They chant no borders, no walls, and then they build a wall because conservative speakers are coming to town. You've never seen anything like this. Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai on the other side. This is The War Room, at War Room Show on Twitter.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. The people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Is the War Room.
Welcome to the War Room. Warroom.show for all of our content. Infowars.com/show for all of InfoWars live programming. 10 hours a day. The War Room is live 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time weekdays. The final leg of InfoWars live broadcasting 10 hours a day. Thank you so much for tuning in. You, the audience, makes all of this possible. What was once just InfoWars Live became the nationally syndicated radio Alex Jones Show is now 10 hours of live programming every day, and InfoWars.com is expanding rapidly in the face of the globalist. Syndicated radio shows expanding, all thanks to you supporting us. You are the tip of the spear. You are what's ramming right down the globalist throat, ending their agenda. And here we are with you. We're about to be joined by Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai. He is running for Senate. ShivaForSenate.com. We've got Gabriel Silva, boots on the ground in Berkeley, where they're ramping up for more mass protests because a conservative speaker dare speak on their campus. Roger Stone will be with us in the second hour as well. He's going to give you an update on a public testimony he's going to give and a fact check story on him. And then Craig Sawyer in the third hour at 5:30 talking about vetsforchildrescue.org, everything he's doing to stop child trafficking in the United States of America. Welcome to the War Room. Let's go to Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai. He's an expert on many topics. If I had a whole segment, I would go through his bio, but I'd rather just hear from him. Now, he is running for Senate right now, a real Indian against a fake Indian, and I'm sure that you know a lot about that. He's been a regular with us, ShivaForSenate.com. Shiva, what is tops of your mind today?
Hey, Owen, great to be on the show. Well, I think, as you know, I just spoke at a distinguished fellows lecture at MIT. It's a very prestigious lecture. I was invited to speak following the free speech rally that took place in Boston. As you know, it was about 40 of us facing 40,000 people. David Knight did a great show on it. The interesting thing was, after the free speech rally, Owen, I was supposed to speak at one of the most prestigious Republican clubs called the Cape Cod Republican Club and the Harwich Republican Town Committee on September 22nd. And about a week ago, we got a note from them saying, because of the fear of Antifa, they've canceled my talk. You just have one of the interesting contexts of this. About 4 or 5 months ago, I spoke there to a standing ovation. What's interesting is the Cape Cod Republican Club represents a creme de la creme, in some sense, of the Republican establishment, you know, extremely wealthy Republicans. What I found so hypocritical is, if you think about it, that poor American working people, blacks and whites, went to fight their wars of globalism and imperialism under the concept that they were fighting to defend the Constitution. By the way, I think tomorrow or today's Constitution Day. And, you know, all the wealthy imperialist globalists always support those kinds of war. And yet, in their own neighborhoods, when someone like me is coming to speak, when I've spoken there before, they don't have the spine. They're all cowards. to continue with the talk. And that was supposed to take place on September 22nd. So I find it fascinating, Owen, that all of us should stop listening to any of these establishment Republicans and Democrats. You know, when it's July 4th, you know, they love to play God Bless America when it's convenient for them. But they have actually no spine in standing up for one of the most important foundations of the Constitution, which is the First Amendment. So that's one of the things that's going on, Owen. But our campaign's picking up really strong. Our message is hitting really hard. Dirty Deal and his cohorts recently were exposed. One of his main cohorts of being a lobbyist for the Saudi government. That just came out in the Boston Herald yesterday.
And essentially, wow, they put that in the Boston Herald?
It came out of the Boston Herald. It was an investigative reporter who broke the story. So now they're trying to do damage control. But essentially, this woman, Holly Robichaud, works for the Herald. And, you know, as you know, there's been a collusion between her and Howie Carr to make sure a deal always gets out there to keep me out. And I think the story was going to come out. So the Herald proactively broke it. So they probably wouldn't have egg on their face. But essentially, she was a paid lobbyist for the Saudi government to support a bill which would, or to oppose a bill where, you know, 9/11 victims could essentially sue the Saudi government, foreign governments.
So it's perhaps also they think if they get this story out soon enough, it won't impact the election if they can kind of bury it by the time the election rolls around. But this is nothing new to you. You haven't gotten any help. Yeah. You haven't gotten any help from the establishment Republicans, from the GOP in Massachusetts, really from much local media. Pretty much it's just straight grassroots and message for you.
Yeah, I mean, our entire campaign is basically focused on a couple of core principles, which I think every American cherishes, which is the founders of this country who were blacksmiths, everyday people. You know, Washington was a surveyor. You go down the list, inventors, architects, everyday working people. The notion of this country was that we would have a government by the people, for the people, not run by career politicians. And that there would be nothing in between us and our creator so we could, you know, achieve the infinite possibilities of the American dream. What has occurred now, I think Steve Bannon's interview on 60 Minutes was great, where he essentially said it's a political class of all flavors, all different types of swamp creatures who exist essentially for their own self-existence. And our message is hitting so well, Owen. We had, you know, an event here at our place. We had hundreds of people show up wanting to help us organize on the ground. So as you said, it's a grassroots campaign. We don't have PACs set up to support us. We're not part of the establishment, Democrats or Republicans. But one of the key messages that's hitting, that's unifying, be it left or right or conservative or Republican, Owen, is the notion of true free speech. Not just free speech, but truthful free speech. Meaning you don't do fake news. If you write, you know, libelous slander stuff, you can get sued. But the ability that, you know, the fact that we stood up on August 19th for the Constitution, I think that's made us heroes in the eyes of many, many people in Massachusetts. The other piece is health and food. You know, we've talked about it on your show. Alex and you talk about it. The fact that clean food, real food, the notion that Monsanto, the military industrial complex, thrives on basically creating industry food, destroying our health, which has nothing to do with Obamacare and healthcare. So we're eviscerating this whole concept of single payer, double payer, all this nonsense, and getting down to the notion that food and real food and healthy food is what everyone deserves and needs. And we need to go beyond, you know, the concept of pesticides and Monsanto, which, you know, Bono of U2 proposes that we don't have enough food, or Bill Gates, all this basically BS narratives. We're essentially smashing that on the ground, Owen. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, they tell us that healthcare is a human right, but without doctors, I'm not sure how that's going to work out. How about real food? How about organic food as a human right? Are we going to try to preserve that? But I want to go back to something you said, and we're almost out of time in this segment. We're going to have Shiva on for another segment. I was literally just thinking this the other day. I made a joke yesterday about running for president. I really don't have any intentions or desires to be in politics, but people are like, oh yeah, I'd love to see you in office. But I'm like, I don't want to run. I'm not a politician, all this stuff. And it takes me down this train of thought. What is a politician? Since when is politician a career? Since when is politician even a job? Since when is it you can't be in office unless you've already been in office? Since when did we go down this path? That's not how this country was designed. That's what you were alluding to. You're supposed to be successful in the private sector, do your stuff with your family, do your own thing, and then you know what? Once this country's given you so much, that's when you give it back. That's when you put it all on the line. We've completely lost that.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. The notion was, this country gives you amazing liberties. You know, as an immigrant, when I came here as a 7-year-old, my parents left the caste system of India. This, you know, being a senator is not a career. It's an honor to serve this country. You're supposed to learn, develop skills, and contribute those skills. Politicians know nothing about software. They know nothing about 3D printing. They know nothing about artificial intelligence. None of them know probably the difference between an inline six and a V8 engine. I mean, these guys know nothing. Yet they're getting involved in politics to tell working people, scientists, engineers, you know, people actually create stuff, how the law should be. We need to get rid of every career politician for the future of America, period.
And that is it. And the litmus test will be in 2018. Can we make Congress great again? ShivaForSenate.com, Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are live weekdays, 3 to 6 Central at warroom.show, infowars.com/show. You can find all of our content at warroom.show. On Twitter, you can follow us at War Room Show. We do polls on that. We had a poll yesterday. We'll get an update on that. Let's get back to Dr. Shiva. Now, Dr. Shiva is the official inventor of email. In fact, I know that he just celebrated his anniversary for inventing email, so we congratulate him on that. So he knows a little bit about technology, and I want to get into microchipping people and the iPhone, the new iPhone, with him in this segment. Let's start with microchipping people. You know, this is something that I am opposed to personally. If someone else wants to go out there and microchip themselves, I suppose they have the right to do that. But this is something that just scares me to death. Dr. Shiva, what are your thoughts on humans being microchipped?
Well, here's the thing, Owen. You know, when these new technologies come, the first thing we have to understand is most of the people in Congress or senators have no idea the implications of these technologies because they've never worked with them. They don't know the implications of how it affects many other subsystems. So they are in it based on where their money comes from. Okay, so that's the first thing we got to understand. So the policies that are going to be created, be it microchipping, 3D printing, all the technologies we can talk about, and the policies around that are being designed by people completely ignorant of the implications of this technology. When you talk about email, for example, just as a side note, you know, in 1978-80, the people in Congress were ignorant about software, thought it was sheet music. They didn't allow software patents until 1994, so a lot of inventors got screwed. So in the same way, people can get really, really abused with these kinds of new technologies if the people in Congress do not understand the implications of them. And furthermore, they're being advised by people, many who are part of the military-industrial academic complex, right? They profit from it because it's pay-to-play science, because many of these politicians get their take from other academics. So that's the context we got to see when microchipping comes out. You'll see a lot of people saying it's no issues, don't worry about it, it's safe, et cetera. And I think what we need to do for when new technologies come, there has to be a methodology where we, the people, can participate openly and discuss it. And the politicians, it's not them making discussions based on where the lobbying money and PAC money comes from. But that's the way these kinds of decisions are made. But fundamentally, when you start looking at these technologies, we need to know what the full disclosure of it, who is getting the data, you know, how the data is being handled. Now, the problem with a lot of this is just that happened with, for example, when you signed up for quote unquote free email. If we all remember when email really became a public utility around 1997, everyone thought, oh, it's great, I get free email. But they forgot most of the free email is being controlled by Microsoft, Google, Facebook. You go down the list. And every email that we transact is owned by them. So the issue is most of the microchipping, it's not like a public entity owns it where we can have some say in it. It's actually going to be owned by large private companies who will then lobby with, you know, congressional people to own these technologies. But at a fundamental level, when you start doing these kinds of technologies, you can start putting in what are called open backroom doors. So others can come in at their own behest, you know, other manufacturers. So, for example, you know, an example of that kind of backroom doors is with these little cameras. As you know, everyone's buying these security cameras. What a lot of people don't know is there's a port that's enabled when those are sold by these Chinese companies that most of the Chinese manufacturers can come in and essentially watch you on your, what you think are your secure cameras you're getting. So the real issue is the back doors that will be set up on these microchips. And who owns access to those back doors? And what are the laws and the legalities if someone does that. You know, in the old postal service system, if I sent you an email, Owen, if someone intervened, there's a 20-year federal prison sentence for someone intervening. We need to start putting in policies that are thinking way ahead to protect the privacy of people.
Well, most senators, as you said, will have no clue what you're even talking about with this issue. And the microchipping, to me, is just one step further to having everyone permanently on the grid. This right here, the Imperial Probe Droid, was a great leap. And they can follow us around and track us. And now with the new phone, look at our emotions, look at our face all day. But we can still put this down. I can still put this down and walk away and be off the grid. But if I have a chip in me, that's not the case. Now, you talk about tech companies abusing their consumers. Let's talk about the new facial recognition on iPhone. I think that this all comes back to the same thing. Who's getting this data? What does this mean to have all of our facial data on a cloud, on a server, out there in the grid? Are people even considering this? What do you think about when you think about the new facial recognition technology, which to me is already built into everything? Now they're just announcing it as trendy.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The facial recognition piece, it's sort of dear to me because, you know, when I was a kid growing up, in India, my grandmother was a traditional healer, which I spoke about. You know, in the ancient Indian text, there's a book or a whole art form called Samudrika Lakshanam. In Tamil, it means of the art of reading the face. Lakshana means face in Tamil. But the point is that for thousands of years, people know that you can, you know, the face never lies. You can capture a lot of amazing information from the face. In the old world, people developed this as an art form. In the new world, we have imaging technology, we have feature extraction, clustering methods. Essentially, these are methodologies for doing what's called pattern analysis, or the more commonly used term is artificial intelligence. So the government has been doing this for years. You know, when I was at MIT, the Media Lab, some of the leaders were there, but this technology has gotten better and faster and cheaper. And on the one hand, just like all technologies, we can use it essentially, let's say, for diagnosing ourselves, to understand our health condition, like my grandmother would do in that small village. On the other hand, it can be used for understanding behavior of people. Oh, this person will want to buy this. This person may be interested in this, understanding their weaknesses or their strengths. So you can not only market to them, but take advantage of people. So again, the issue comes down to, as this data is being captured, who has a right to that data? Who has the backdoor access to that data? And what are the laws to protect the individual? That's what it comes down to, because the genie's out of the bottle. But do we have the right set of policies? Or are we going to wait 15 years later, like they did with the patents and copyrights? And it typically occurs because, frankly, the morons in Congress, who have many of them, can't solve a differential equation. They don't know what a chemical equation is. Again, I say they don't even know basic physics or basic chemistry or basic mechanics of how a car works. These are the people who have no right at all. They're the ones who are going to write these policies based on who funds them and who pays them. So that's what the danger is that we have with this notion. But fundamentally, facial recognition is very powerful technology. The issue is, who has access to that content, who will use it and abuse it, and what are the ways that the individual has rights to defend themselves against that?
And another thing that concerns me is, you introduce a scenario with the potential monopoly set up here, like you have with Facebook, with Twitter, with YouTube, with Google, essentially, where they basically control everything. They control the content and they have access to everything, and no one else can even enter the market to compete with them to introduce a more freer platform, or a more constitutional platform, or a less biased platform. Dr. Shiva, thank you so much. Just before you go, 20 seconds, my guess is Elizabeth Warren hasn't matched your challenge for a debate or to test the GMO products at your lab.
No, she hasn't, wanted to take up any of that. You know, the reality is, she's a fake Indian, a fake fighter. That's why I keep saying only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. By the way, Owen.
All right, that's Dr. Shiva. We got to go. Shiva4Senate.com. This is The War Room. We'll be right back with Gabriel Silver in Berkeley.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on Auto Ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new Auto Ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on Auto Ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for Auto Ship.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. We are live from 3 to 6 p.m. Central right here at InfoWars.com/show, WarRoom.show, at Twitter, War Room Show. And folks, you make all of this possible. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be live 10 hours a day. But you want the InfoWar to expand. You wanted more broadcasts. So that's what Alex Jones gave you, 10 hours of live programming a day. And you make it possible at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at some of the specials we got going right now. Look at InfoWars Select Storable Food. Now, you may not think that you need storable food. This might not be something that crossed your mind, but Irma and Harvey, earthquakes in the West, power outages still in Florida. These are all reasons why you do need storable food. And right now, we've got ours 50% off. So don't go to the other guys that charge you more when there's a hurricane or a disaster. Go to the guys that charge you less and that's InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off emergency food right now at InfoWarsStore.com with coupon code IRMA. 25-year shelf life. You're probably going to have to endure some sort of emergency in 25 years. Be prepared with InfoWars Select storable food. 50% off right now. We've also got 50% off Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. To me, Super Blue is the best toothpaste on the planet. I use it every day. It's got the good ingredients like colloidal silver and iodine, not the bad poisons like fluoride. Always leaves my mouth feeling fresh. And we've got that 50% off right now. That's under $8 for a tube of Super Blue toothpaste. You can't beat that deal. Unless perhaps maybe you're looking for bone broth. Then you got 50% off Caveman right now. Chocolate or strawberry, 50% off both of our Caveman True Paleo Formula supplements right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Another product that I use every day. It really is good with milk. It's amazing the difference between water and milk. And then people watch the video that Alex has and they're confused. Well, try it. Try it with milk. Try it with water. You can see the difference for yourself. But it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Z-Shield. It's becoming a story now. All of the aluminum, all of the heavy metals, all of the toxicants that are in our environment, in our water, in our air. So we give you a supplement that helps deal with all of that. And that's Z-Shield. And it's 40% off. So the specials just continue. A toxic metal cleanser, chemical defense support formula, Z-Shield, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had Shiva on talking about organics. How about an entire line of organic household items at Emmerich's Essentials at InfoWarsStore.com? 50% off that. So you've already got all these savings, 50% off here, 50% off there, 50% off there. Why not an additional 10% off? Now, when you enter the coupon code War Room, coupon code War Room, your entire order gets 10% off. So that is a brand new special that we're just launching today with coupon code War Room, 10% off your entire order. So this is what we do at InfoWarsStore.com, bring you the best products at the best prices, and then pay it forward by expanding our organization, because that's what you, the audience, wants. You, the audience, wants boots on the ground coverage of Berkeley, so we give you that. There's set to be another speech tonight at 7 p.m., and lo and behold, it's a conservative, so they're freaking out. I've got a stack of news. Oh, it's so big. Okay. Whew. All right. I got a stack of news coming out of Berkeley here. Where to start? Let's go to Gabriel, who is on the ground right now. Gabriel, I've got all these news stories. They're building walls. They're calling in Navy SEALs. They're calling in all of these people. They're getting ready for Ben Shapiro tonight. Antifa says violence is necessary. What are you seeing on the ground right now in Berkeley?
Right now, I don't see any additional security measures at the moment. You know, you can look behind me. It's business as usual. Not too much is going on at the moment as far as extra security measures. I spoke to some police officers, and they said that they were prepared, you know, to provide extra security later on should the event, you know, get out of hand. As we've seen in the past up here, it's so crazy to see the messaging on the ground back here. And chalk, they have stuff saying, you know, F Ben Shapiro, F the police, and things of that nature, and right next to free speech, and hate speech is not free speech. So, you know, things change fast around here, so we'll see. I'll be here all day reporting on it, so we will see what's to come.
Yeah, in the AP report right now, they're saying they're planning on sealing off the campus's central hub. They're saying that the police are ready, as you were saying, and for the first time in two decades, they've been authorized to use pepper spray to control the violence. What are you seeing as far as the perimeter being shut down? You're saying you're not really seeing too much evidence of that yet?
There's actually, I was told that they were going to have like some concrete blocks and stuff and shut down the area, but
Wait. Are you telling me they're going to build a wall?
Exactly.
No, wait. Are you telling me that they're going to build a wall?
Yeah, we've seen them build walls before around here, even though they're so against them. So it'll be interesting to see, but I don't see any evidence of it right now at the moment. And the officers were kind of reluctant to talk about it. I questioned them, and then they said they sounded kind of, you know, like they weren't really that concerned. As you know, I was asking them, you know, compared to the violence we've seen a couple weeks ago at MLK Park. So we'll have to see. They are going to shut down this courtyard that they said they're going to shut down. And the interesting thing I seen was they said that all the tickets that people will have to get for this box office that's behind me will be closed down. They'll have to go 0.7 miles away to the Memorial Stadium. So there could be a lot of issues along that 0.7 mile walk to the stadium to get your tickets in back.
Wow, that is insane that it takes that much security. These people are that out of control. They're that violent. They're that frothing at the mouth just because a conservative comes to their campus. And they are building a wall. Those are the concrete structures that he's talking about. And we've got actually the reports right now detailing all the other things. And then I've got this story. This is actually from the Daily Wire, which I believe is actually, that's Ben Shapiro's publication. UC Berkeley professor cancels class after students complain about militarized campus for Shapiro's speech. What are you hearing from students? And would you say the campus has been militarized?
I'd say what I'm hearing from students is, so I already been told just from speaking out, I asked the student if it was hypocritical of what they wrote on the ground there. And they said that I need to go back to school. So there's a lot of animosity here. They have a sign back here that says, "We say no to your white supremacist bullshit." They have a sign up there. I was just curious, what would they think about a sign up there? I don't know if they would uphold free speech, because it seems to me in Berkeley that free speech is only speech that the crowd over here likes. Anything else is going to be shut down using violence or any other method possible.
All right, well, this is a family show, so try not to use the Antifa language when referring to their signs. No problem. But it's amazing to me, again, and we're about to go to break here, that they're canceling class. They're already ramping up security for, in a few weeks, September 24th through the 27th, when there's about to be Ann Coulter, Milo Yiannopoulos giving a speech there. They're having to call in Navy SEAL security details. But would you say right now, is this like, does it feel like this is the big story on campus? Like if there was a big football game about to go down, is everybody kind of focused on this right now, or is it just a side note?
Oh yeah, this is definitely a big story. Students know, and I actually have one of the professors that, he came up to me and talked to me about it and said that, he kind of feels it's ridiculous that it's being portrayed in this way by faculty members and in general by the students in the crowd out here in Berkeley. But there are some teachers that are, you know, still quite the opposite, some professors. So we'll see what comes tonight. And I think that, we're seeing right now they're bringing in not concrete, but they're bringing in metal, like, you know, enclosures that you would see.
They're building a wall. They're building a wall right now. They're building a wall in Berkeley. We've got Gabriel Silva on the ground. We'll be back with him. Antifa says violence is necessary. What will the cops be allowed to do?
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, we've got Gabriel Silva on with us. He's boots on the ground in Berkeley. Here's a series of stories in chronological order just to set the scene for you. Yesterday, the Daily Wire puts this out. UC Berkeley professor cancels class after students complain about militarized campus for Shapiro speech. Okay, so the leftists at UC Berkeley freak out that a conservative is going to be on their campus and basically lose their minds. So UC Berkeley, based on history, has to ramp up security because the last time this happened, people literally went insane and started burning and looting. So I guess they have to militarize, quote unquote, militarize the campus. It's not technically militarized yet. At least that's what Gabriel says, but we'll go back to him. Then The Hill publishes this morning. Antifa activists say violence is necessary. So why isn't UC Berkeley professor canceling class after students complain about militarized campus? Why isn't UC Berkeley professor cancels class after Antifa says violence is necessary? That should be the story. The story should be Antifa is making the campus less safe, not anyone else there to protect us from Antifa. And then, just a few hours ago, UC Berkeley boosts security amid fears of political violence. Okay, so UC Berkeley militarizes campus, builds walls because Antifa burns and loots anytime a conservative goes to UC Berkeley. Then Antifa says violence is necessary. So then UC Berkeley responds by boosting their security out of political violence. Clearly a direct reference to Antifa. But wait a second. The definition of terrorism is political violence. Using violence as a means to reach a political gain. So by that estimation, Antifa is domestic terrorists, but we can't get that terminology into the mainstream quite yet, but I think we're close, and maybe after tonight it might be even more obvious. Let's go back to Gabriel Silva. What kind of developments are you seeing? Have they built that wall yet? All right, I'm not sure. Okay, we've lost Gabriel's audio. Last we heard from Gabriel, they were actually getting ready to build a wall. Now, they've already made some effort to build the wall at UC Berkeley. They've brought in the cement medians that they kind of can move in whenever there's a big event. So they've already strategically placed those around campus. Now, they are placing metal fences around campus. That was the last update from about 5 minutes ago with Gabriel. Gabriel's back with us. How's that wall going?
It's kind of like a weather change. We had some people come in their security outfits, and they're carrying these metal pieces of wall. They're going to build a wall right now. So I like your reference because, you know what, Antifa, they are domestic terrorists. I've been involved with this, and I think we are turning point. We had the event, San Francisco Patriot Prayer. I was one of the organizers on, and we were attacked by Nancy Pelosi and you know the mayors and stuff like that. So we're starting to see that people are getting it, that the violence is occurring from Antifa, by all means necessary, aka BAM. So we're starting to see that. And I think tonight there has been a lot of threats made, and I think we're going to see it ensue tonight. The weather seems like the weather's changing right now, currently as we speak.
So what are you seeing right now, though? It's just a normal campus day, maybe some energy, but more than anything, you're kind of seeing the police and the security team kind of get their apparatus ready, get their strategy ready.
Yeah, they're gearing up they're going to close down this whole auditorium area where they have a bunch of derogatory statements on the ground out here in chalk. So it's kind of like it alludes to what's going to happen later on tonight. So I'm going to be here all day. Stay tuned. And we're going to see what happens, what transpires over here.
You can find him on Twitter at Freedom Fiend. At Freedom Fiend is Gabriel Silva's Twitter handle. So you're telling me a bunch of college students, young adults enrolled in higher education are taking to the sidewalks with chalk?
Absolutely. You know, the message is all speech is not free speech. Hate speech does not equal free speech. But hypocritically to that, we also see F the police and F Ben Shapiro and stuff like that. So it's really interesting that they're using these tactics. They're going to their chalk and they're, you know, there's a lot of feelings that are really soft around here. People are get offended easily. You know, like you said, the professors will close the class because, you know, we're living in a country now where a conservative speaker will shut down a school. It's pretty interesting.
Well, and I'm looking at this email that this teacher sends out about canceling class. I mean, look at this rhetoric. Dear all, I've heard from some of your classmates that they do not feel safe coming to a militarized campus on Thursday. Given the reality of what's going on, I don't feel it's ethical to hold class when some are not in position to attend. So wait a second. So a teacher cancels class. This is supposedly higher education. This teacher is such a wuss, and her students are such a wuss, that they can't go to class because of a quote-unquote militarized campus. The only reason the campus is even militarized is because Antifa says that they want to start a civil war, is committing to violence, says that violence is necessary. So now they cancel class. So now UC Berkeley has to spend more money on security and professors have to cancel class because the snowflakes don't feel comfortable. This Antifa is now costing us money.
Yeah, absolutely. They cost a lot of money. We seen a couple weekends ago here in Berkeley, There was no conservatives. There was maybe like 10 or 15 conservatives at MLK Park, and Antifa ran up with hundreds of members, and they pulled out shields. There was a truck that literally pulled out shields and handed them out, and they started vandalizing and assaulting people, and the police just stood by. And I think that I think they're under a lot of scrutiny, so I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen tonight, if they're going to hold up to the condemnation of Antifa by the mayor, who finally had to come out after that event and condemn them. We're going to see what is done about this tonight. These teachers canceling class is so absurd. It's ridiculous. Have our feelings really got so soft?
Well, it just shows you the overall mindset, the overall nature of this entire campus right now. And I love how they twist it too. See, this is what they do. They're so in denial. It's their own leftist cult. They are a leftist cult. That is the reason why it's so violent and militarized on campus. But then they twist it and they blame the militarization of police and they blame Ben Shapiro, who just comes there to make a speech. You know, there might be some conservatives that want to listen to him, but God forbid those people exist. God forbid Ben Shapiro has his free speech. God forbid the snowflakes allow someone with a different idea to have free speech.
Yeah. You know, it's just the typical left gaslighting effect. You know, they'll come, they'll cause problems, they'll attack people, and then they'll blame it on them. They'll say, hate speech is an assault. So they're going to use that as their, excuse why they're going to assault people, pepper spray them, throw rocks, all those behaviors that they do. It's just a typical labeling leftist nature.
Well, the police have been granted the authority to use pepper spray tonight for the first time in decades. So we'll see what the police tactics are like. Perhaps they're finally getting fed up with Antifa and with these people causing violence in the streets and not allowing free speech. But this is just the beginning. Gabriel Silva at Freedom Fiend on Twitter is going to have all the breaking news. And are you going to be down there as well for the September 24th through 27th event when you're going to have Bannon, you're going to have Ann Coulter, you're going to have Milo? Are you going to be there for that too?
Yep, I'm going to be at all of it and flying out to the Mother of All rallies tomorrow. So that's going to be something that you can look forward to following me on too. So I'll be covering all these events. I'm always going to be here. I think that people need to come out and see for themselves. A lot of the mainstream fake news that you're going to see is not going to show you the on the scene, event that's going on, what transpires and what, the violence that actually occurs. You might see snippets, but you're not going to see the actual full story. So get in touch. Follow me on Twitter, get on my Facebook, and you'll find out what really happens right from the ground.
All right. Thank you, Gabriel Silva. Again, at Freedom Fiend on Twitter, you can see all of his coverage of what's going to happen tonight in Berkeley when Ben Shapiro gives his speech at 7 o'clock. Again, the police have been granted the authority to use pepper spray. They're building walls right now. Antifa have said that they want physical violence. And it's all leading up to tonight. What's going to happen? For more, we're going to have the stories at Infowars.com. This is The War Room. Roger Stone coming up on the other side. MSNBC, Fox, CNN. Everybody's talking about Roger Stone today. He's about to give public testimony. Where does he go to give his public statements? Right here at Infowars.com/show. Don't go anywhere.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality Infowars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emerx Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emerx Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. Infowars.com.
Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down, are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him?
I do.
Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now are we going to take down his statue? So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
As the Wasserman-Schultz IT scandal seeps into a corrupt Congress that could lead all the way up to the Clintons and Barack Obama.
Basically, everything people have been looking for in the so-called Russia investigation is actually here in the more or less uncovered Imran Awan investigation. This guy had his access to House email withdrawn because he was a security risk, yet he still had a House email. And the House email he had, which is something like 123@house.gov, suggests that in fact he was rather deeply embedded inside the House email system.
Expect more of the media and Soros-funded circus akin to what occurred at the University of Virginia last night.
I mean, the statue was covered last night. It was uncovered just hours ago. We're still trying to figure out who uncovered it because contractors with the school tell us it wasn't them. Exactly a month after white supremacy and counter-demonstrators clashed here in the streets of Charlottesville, Virginia, resulting in the death of a young woman. A different group now targeting this Thomas Jefferson statue here on the campus of the University of Virginia. Take a look at the video here. This all started at around 8 o'clock last night. Dozens of Black Lives Matter protesters covered the statue, one of the country's founding fathers, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence and the third president, but also known for being a slave owner. The demonstrators hoisted a sign that read, TJ is a racist and rapist. They chanted, no Trump, no KKK, no racist UVA.
We get it. Slavery. Regardless of the fact that slavery actually continues to this very day, where's the outrage for that? But Thomas Jefferson also made this American dream possible. It's a catch-22, and none of the students at UVA would have the freedoms they take for granted without Thomas Jefferson. In fact, a recent Annenberg public policy study reveals that only 26% of Americans polled know the three branches of government. Last year, the Ford Foundation and Borealis Philanthropy raised $100 million along with Soros's $33 million to essentially build a narrative of division through the media by staging anti-American protests targeting the Confederacy. And now, phase two, covering the statue of the author of the Declaration of Independence. And that media landscape is heavily controlled by anti-American sentiment. The Washington Times reported that negative mainstream media coverage of President Trump is now at a staggering 91%. Many Americans of all varieties have died for the rights that Thomas Jefferson and the rest of the founding fathers blessed us with. BLM and the left have gone batshit crazy this time. But know this, this distraction won't stop the draining of the swamp. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come like this.
You make more noises with your mouth?
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room at War Room Show on Twitter, warroom.show for all of our content. And we are about to be joined, as usual, by Roger Stone here in the second hour. Roger, I'm watching the mainstream news, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, they're all talking about you. And you come on with us here at InfoWars.com/show. The story is Roger Stone announces he is about to publicly testify about all this Russian nonsense, and everybody freaks out. Roger, how are you feeling today?
I feel great, Owen. I have wanted for some time, as you know, to testify voluntarily with no request for immunity before the House Intelligence Committee to put the lie to the entire fraud and fairy tale of Russian collusion delusion, as we call it. I'm particularly anxious to see Congressman Adam Schiff, who I think is a real Schiff head, and confront him specifically about a number of things that he has said that are just not accurate, not true, in many cases twisted, even reversed. So this will be an opportunity to clear the air. I'm told that all 20 members of the committee will attend. We are still going round and round about the transcript. Now, as you know, Owen, I have wanted to publicly testify in an open session for full transparency. It's the best way to do this. For some reason, the members of the committee are more interested in doing this behind closed doors. And my concern is that in that instance, the committee is able to twist or misrepresent what you have said, put you in a very tough position in terms of defending yourself. I was supposed to go to the committee on the 24th of August. That spot was taken by my friend Michael Caputo, who by all measures did a good job in his testimony. He also had no information whatsoever about Russian interference or involvement in the presidential election. And then the very next day, Congresswoman Speier from California accused him publicly of perjury. She didn't even attend the hearing. So she must have been operating on the basis of a transcript, but they would not give a copy of said transcript to Mr. Caputo. So you see the games that are being played here. There's an obvious, simple way to compromise this if they must have the hearing behind closed doors. And I assure you, it would be far more entertaining if it were done in public. Then they could at least immediately release the transcript. That way there can be no misunderstandings.
Yeah, and you would think the ratings-craved mainstream television media would love to have your public testimony. They're all talking about you today. Why wouldn't they want to put that out there?
Well, I think perhaps on the basis of advice from staff members, perhaps a number of these members of Congress have gotten way too far out saying things about Roger Stone that are just demonstrably not true. And then, of course, yesterday, Hillary poured fuel on the fire by her shout out to me on the question of John Podesta's time in the barrel. As you know, factcheck.org, this is hardly a left-wing operation, a right-wing operation financed by the Annenberg Foundation, examined the claims that I knew about Podesta's email hacking in advance and rated them false. You did not have to be a genius, particularly one with access to opposition research, to know about the shady business activities in Eastern Europe of John and Tony Podesta and Bill and Hillary Clinton. You didn't need a crystal ball, nor did you need advance notice to know that all of the dirty laundry of Mr. Podesta would become public. It was a presidential campaign. I never made any reference to his emails. And I was surprised, as every other American, when WikiLeaks published them. On the other hand, Owen, as you know, nothing they published was inaccurate or inauthentic. It was all true and I think quite damning in the case of Podesta.
Well, and let's separate fact from fiction here. And what you just said is obviously true because they've never denied that the content of the emails wasn't legit. They try to just skirt the content of the emails by blaming everybody, saying this guy hacked, Stone knew about it. But let's separate fact from fiction here. Piece of Schiff says that you were clearly in some sort of collusion. You knew about this hack beforehand, of which you're saying is completely inaccurate. And your tweet that says Podesta's time in the barrel issues absolutely zero evidence towards the claim that Schiff is making, but then goes on and mentions that you spoke with Guccifer and Assange as if that's some sort of indication of guilt, when if anything, that just means you're more in the know.
Well, look, like anybody else, thousands of journalists talked to both this gentleman calling himself Guccifer 2.0 and Julian Assange, who is a journalist. But just to go through the facts, on July 21st, WikiLeaks posts on their own Twitter feed essentially that they have the goods on Hillary Clinton and they are going to publish them in October. I asked a journalist friend who I knew was interviewing Assange to please confirm that. He came back with confirmation. I then reported it publicly, including on InfoWars. That's what a good a reporter does. I never had any direct conversation with Julian Assange. I never had any direct communications with WikiLeaks. I used a source to gain a confirmation. There's nothing untoward or illegal about any of that. In the case of Guccifer 2.0, the specific charge is that I colluded with him to hack the Democratic National Committee emails. One, there's no proof whatsoever the Democratic National Committee was hacked by the Russians. None, zero, non-existent. It's a canard. Hillary Clinton repeated that lie again yesterday. It's been repeated by the mainstream media. It just has no basis in fact. As we now know, because of the speeds of the download of the DNC data, it's far more likely that that data was downloaded to thumb drives and spirited out the back door of the DNC. As you point out, all of this is an attempt to distract from the content of that information. Oh, who stole it? It's almost immaterial, but it most definitely was not the Russians. And in this case, my only communications with Guccifer 2.0 which are on the direct message aspect of Twitter, come almost 6 weeks after the publication of this controversial material. Ergo, collusion would have been impossible. It just furthers a narrative in which Hillary and John Podesta don't want to admit that they lost because they ran a lousy campaign.
So here's the fact. Even factcheck.org, which you indicated earlier, hardly a right-wing website. If anything, it's left-leaning. They say that Adam Piece of Schiff's comments, Roger, this is what he said in a House Intelligence Committee hearing. Roger Stone predicted that, I should actually do a Schiff voice. Roger Stone predicted that John Podesta would be a victim of Russian hack and have his private emails published, and did so even before Mr. Podesta himself was fully aware that his private emails would be exposed. Thank you. That's a Piece of Schiff from the House Intelligence Committee hearing.
I never said anything of the kind. It's time for Mr. Schiff to apologize. What I said was that John Podesta's time in the barrel would come. Loosely translated, his business activities would come under public scrutiny, as they were, as explored by Bloomberg, exposed by the Wall Street Journal. But excellent impression there of Schiff. I thought it may have been a little too masculine, but
It's hard, Roger. It's hard for us to be less masculine.
I mean, he just lies just repeatedly because he's looking ahead at the next U.S. Senate election. So, yes, we're going to take those kinds of quotes verbatim and we're going to dissect them one by one. That's why I've been looking forward with great relish to this.
Well, on the other side of this break, I'm going to ask Roger exactly what he plans on his approach being when dealing with the pencil neck Adam Schiff and his false comments about Roger Stone. We'll be right back. This is The War Room. Other side, more with Roger Stone.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't.
The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're in the War Room here at InfoWars with my colleague Owen Scheuer. And before we get back to the question of my testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee on September 26th, now would be a very good time to tell you that people all over South and Central Florida are without power. And that is a real challenge in the wake of Hurricane Irma. My own cousins called me this morning to tell me that they were delighted that they have endured this hardship because they had the foresight to buy the InfoWars select storable foods, which have a shelf life of over 25 years and are made with the finest ingredients from right here in the USA. My own cousins tell me their situation outside of Orlando would have been untenable without this wise purchase. And right now, with the coupon code IRMA, the select storable food is at 50% off, at the InfoWars.com store. So here you have an actual example, of where my own family benefited, from buying this terrific product. They had it on the shelf when disaster hit, and no one else had food. They were in pretty good shape. So I commend this to you. And as always, with the InfoWars.com store, when you go there, you're not only getting the very best carefully tested and selected products, but you're also helping finance the expansion from the one beacon of truth that seems to exist on the Internet today beyond a few of our colleagues on the alt-right. If you're tired of the lies and the crap that you are constantly being fed by CNN and CBS and ABC and the rest, well, there is always InfoWars. But we need your support to remain vibrant, to remain robust, to bring you the very best and fastest breaking news, and to finance the expansion that Alex Jones has in mind to really turn InfoWars into a greater monolith. So please go to the site, folks. Store up on this or any of the other great products. I'm a great fan of Brain Force. Without it, perhaps these very broadcasts wouldn't be possible. So do us a favor, do yourself a favor, go to the InfoWars.com store. So, Owen, let's pick it up from there.
Well, Roger, I want to address a comment that Schiff made about you that if I were you, I would feel honored. And I quote, again, I have to go into my feminine side here. I have to channel Mr. Piece of Schiff. In August, Stone does something truly remarkable when he predicts that John Podesta's personal emails will soon be published. Wow, Mr. Schiff. A, I agree. Stone, you are truly remarkable. So I'll actually agree with Schiff on that. However, At no point in time did I ever see you predict that Podesta's personal emails would be published. When did you make that prediction?
Exactly. I never said anything of the kind. Look, all of this is projection, supposition, conjecture, and in many cases, even as factcheck.org concluded, it's coincidence. That's why it would be much, much better to have this hearing in public. It would be a television extravaganza. And you can see why, having gotten out and said a bunch of things that are demonstrably and easily proved not to be true, Mr. Schiff and his colleagues would have some reticence about a public confrontation. It would be epic, epic television. I really hope the committee will change its mind and allow the American people to see the sausage being made, as it were.
They want to do the same thing with the Susan Rice investigation. They want to do it behind closed doors so that they can leak the information that caters to their agenda. That's my guess is what they're trying to do with you. And, you know, another thing that Schiff says that I think begs a question here, Roger, he says before Mr. Podesta himself was fully aware that his emails would be exposed. I mean, this could be, again, Adam Schiff just opens his mouth and crap comes out. So who knows what he's saying, if it's true at all. But what do you, I mean, just fully aware? Is that saying that perhaps Podesta knew he was being hacked at some time?
Or that perhaps he was partially aware? It's very hard to understand. The Rice situation you refer to is most interesting. It appears to me that Rice is arguing that she felt justified in using U.S. government surveillance material for political purposes because she was concerned that the president-elect was opening a dialogue with the Russians, a back-channel dialogue, through an Arab nation. If that were true, such an action by the president would be perfectly legal and would be his prerogative. This was after the election. Rice and her disgraced crowd had been voted out of office, and there was a new sheriff in town. So this is hardly a justification for the use of federal government surveillance material for political purposes. We know from the FISA court declaration in November that the Obama NSA, Rogers, Clapper, Rice, et al., spied on as many as 30,000 Americans in violation of the law. And as far as the narrow question of whether Donald Trump was under surveillance, Mr. Clapper, who got caught lying before the Congress about whether or not there was a metadata program, he was proved to be lying when Edward Snowden came forward and was forced to apologize in the face of a perjury charge. We know that Clapper testified under oath before the Congress in 2015, confirming that Donald Trump had, in fact, been under surveillance. So the crimes of the Obama administration and the NSA and their spying pale in comparison to anything that was allegedly done by Donald Trump and his associates with the Russians. This is an Alice in Wonderland thing. It's like it's Kafkaesque. It's so strange in terms of the media's priorities at a minimum.
Well, we do certainly live in what seems to be the Twilight Zone many a times over. Roger, I think with this deal, they bit off more than they could chew. I think they thought by demonizing you, by trying to slander your character, by trying to engulf you in this whole phony Russian collusion story, that they thought they would have something. They thought it would help it grow legs and arms. They thought they could demonize you. They thought they could cast you off. But you fought back, and now you're about to have your day in a public testimony, or which you will hope be public. And I think that they're running scared now. They're regretting coming after you.
I do think they want to get it out of the way. To answer a question that many in the media have asked, no, I have no request pending to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee, although I am most interested in doing so. Again, Senator Mark Warner of that committee has said a number of things that are patently untrue, very similar to what Adam Schiff on the House committee has said.
No, I have not heard from Mr. Mueller and his gumshoes, but I would be happy to cooperate with them. I'd like to persuade them to stop wasting the taxpayers' money.
All right, folks, that's Roger Stone. He's addressing his testimony. It's going to be September 26th. On the other side, we'll see if we can get some intel as to what Roger Stone may share with the House Intelligence. We'll be right back on The War Room.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. A new shipment of BioTrue Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTrue Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium. But BioTrue Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known. From supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTrue Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTrue Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone here with my colleague Owen Schroyer on The War Room.
the latest and most exciting program to add the InfoWars lineup. We're talking about my impending testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on September 26th. Owen, I would have to say that James Comey has set a new standard when he released the text of his written statement in advance of his testimony, which of course then dominated the news coverage going into the hearings. In view of the fact that the House committee does not appear to be prepared to afford me the opportunity to testify in public, full transparency, then I may be forced to follow Mr. Comey's lead and release my extensive statement in advance in print so that people can see where I'm coming from. I intend to confront and rebut every single lie, because what President Donald Trump has said is completely true. This entire Rustin investigation is a witch hunt, a waste of the taxpayers' money. What I do want to move on to now is an extraordinary media report that has just come to me from Fox regarding comments by Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and it goes as follows. The federal government policy on marijuana also came up in a discussion with Rosenstein. Rosenstein indicated that the Department of Justice is still contemplating how to approach the Obama-era policy to generally not pursue prosecutions in states that had voted to legalize marijuana. Quote, we are reviewing that policy. We haven't changed it, but we are reviewing it. We're looking at the states that have legalized or decriminalized marijuana, trying to evaluate what the impact is, Rosenstein said. Continuing, I think there is some pretty significant evidence that marijuana turns out to be more harmful than a lot of people anticipated, and it's more difficult to regulate than I think some contemplated ideally by some of these states. What in the world is this man talking about? Medicinal marijuana, supported by President Donald Trump, when approved by the people through states' rights, has been a boon to those states in terms of generating millions of dollars of revenue for states and counties by providing medicine to millions of Americans, including veterans who utilize it to treat post-traumatic stress syndrome. Has been a major employer and creator of jobs. So I'm not sure what Mr. Rosenstein is talking about here. Do you have any thoughts on that, Owen?
Well, I think one thing that strikes me is how he mentions they can't regulate it. This is the mindset of these bureaucracies. This is the mindset of the government think tank right now, where take an issue like medicinal marijuana and don't think about the benefits. Don't think about the economic benefits. Don't look at a case study of areas that have legalized it, decriminalized it, etc. No, just sit back and say, how can we regulate it? Well, we can't regulate it. Therefore, we have to keep it illegal. That to me shows the flawed mindset of these government bureaucrats that is just totally wrong and totally unconstitutional by my measurement.
Well, and as you know, I was scheduled to speak at the World Cannabis Business Exposition in Los Angeles. And then when a small group of dissidents objected to my speech on the basis of some of my political activities, I refused to be censored, and therefore I announced yet again that the United States Cannabis Coalition, the bipartisan organization of which I am a founder, will sponsor an event tomorrow at noon, September 15th, at the Alchemy Lounge at 603 West Pico in Los Angeles. I will be there to discuss this issue. I will not be silenced by a bunch of leftist loudmouths who seem to think that they own this space, that someone
owns marijuana. I believe I have a better prospect of persuading the president to keep his pledge to support access by millions of Americans to legal cannabis, which they are using for medicinal purposes. There's a piece that just went up at LA Weekly that I think was purposely designed to create some confusion about when this event is. So let me reiterate it. It is tomorrow in Los Angeles at the Alchemy Lounge at noon at 603 West Pico. If you believe in states' rights for marijuana, if you believe in an ecumenical bipartisan approach, as we've just seen work in the U.S. Congress, where Republicans and Democrats worked together to save the Rohrabacher Amendment, which prohibits Jeff Sessions and the Department of Justice from using our tax dollars for a crackdown on state legalized marijuana, well, then join me at the rally. Again, tomorrow at noon at the Alchemy Lounge at West Pico in Los Angeles.
Well, Roger, you said something again that struck me there. The left wanting to own issues, the left thinking they own this marijuana issue. It's really ridiculous. The left thinks that they own fighting racism and slavery, even though that was an accomplishment of Republicans ending slavery. The left thinks that they own all of these segments of political dialogue, all of these issues, but every time it's the right doing something about it. Where are the major lefties speaking out about states' rights for medicinal marijuana? I know that you go on Bill Maher's show. He's a staunch liberal, and you guys talk about that. But again, why do they try to own this? Why can't Roger Stone, someone who views himself as a conservative, have a voice in the movement for medicinal marijuana? Why does the left have to own this?
Well, look, these are the same people who justify violence because it is necessary in the face of the rapidly organizing white supremacists. Owen, there are virtually no white supremacists in this country. I have never met one. If I did, I would be tempted to punch them in the mouth. I'm not for bigotry. I'm not for racism. But I have been active on the American right for 40 years, and I have not met any of these alleged white supremacists. This is a MacGuffin. It's a fraud. It's a false flag. It's an excuse for violence and to try to destroy our culture and our heritage by some loudmouths on the left. And they justify it on the existence of non-existent activity, things that I can't find any evidence are really happening. You have to wonder about this agenda, and then you begin to realize that, oh, well, maybe these organizations are financed by George Soros. Maybe their agenda is not fighting racism or white supremacy. Maybe their agenda is chaos and overthrowing the democratically elected government. And in some cases, I think undoing what they could not do at the ballot box by trying to remove President Donald Trump through destabilization. It's the same mindset. They think they own certain parts of the political territory. It's offensive.
Well, I'm just waiting for Schiff to call me truly remarkable like he called you. So I'm going to try to make a prediction now. With you re-entering the mainstream, with you about to make your public testimony, they're probably going to try to smear you as a white supremacist. They're going to call you a white supremacist. So I'm predicting that now. Adam Schiff, get your tabloids ready to predict Owen Schroyer magically predicting the future. But that's amazing. Roger Stone, a white supremacist. He's lifting up a Latino candidate on the West Coast, Omar Navarro, and he's lifting up another candidate in Florida, Carla Spaulding, a woman who also happens to be in a minority. So, wow, Roger, this is unbelievable. I can't wait for the fake news to try to slander you on that one. This is The War Room. One more segment with Roger Stone. Don't go anywhere.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants.
The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. InfoWars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the War Room. We're about to go back to Roger Stone on the breaking news that is his testimony coming up September 26th, as well as his push for states' rights for medicinal marijuana. But right now, in Dallas, they are taking down a Robert E. Lee statue. So they're trying to cover up Thomas Jefferson statues. They're defacing all the Columbus monuments. They're removing the Robert E. Lee statues. This is the quote-unquote liberal, progressive, left, war on American culture, war on history. We will not stand for it. I'm not going to sit here and fight for a statue, but these people don't care about statues either. It's all about dominating. It's all about having their will. It's all about controlling the narrative. No, I'm sick of letting these leftist cult nutbags control our history and control our future. All right, I'm going to calm down for a second and let Roger Stone take over. Go ahead, Roger.
You know, Owen, I'm more concerned about the future than the past and what this says about our future. The president's exactly right. Where do you draw the line? It's one thing to say, well, these Confederate generals, these Confederate leaders represented a government that supported slavery. It's a legitimate point. But what of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson? There's been a rewrite of history that's most disturbing. I get involved in this because, of course, I am often written off as a Nixon Republican. And there's a discussion of the Nixon Southern strategy as if this is something disgraceful. Let's review the facts here, if we may. It was Vice President Richard Nixon who rounded up the votes to pass the 1958 Civil Rights Act, the most significant Civil Rights Act of the 50s that breaks the logjam in the United States Senate. It's necessary for Nixon to do so because a group of Southern Democrats abandoned the party and they're short of the votes. Dr. Martin Luther King praises Vice President Nixon for his action. It's President Richard Nixon who gives us affirmative action. It's President Richard Nixon who desegregates the public schools without violence, without bloodshed. It's Richard Nixon who increases the Department of Justice's civil rights enforcement budget by 800%. It is Richard Nixon who triples funding for black colleges. It is Richard Nixon who desegregates the building trades unions through the Philadelphia plan. So the truth is, we are the party of Lincoln. Richard Nixon did as much, if not more, for civil rights than his predecessors, Lyndon Johnson, a lifelong segregationist who voted against and led the opposition to every Voting Rights Act, every anti-lynching law, and who behind the scenes engineered the Southern Manifesto in the U.S. Senate to block civil rights progress in this country. Vice President Lyndon Johnson, who told John Kennedy as president, "Don't push on civil rights, you'll blow up the Democratic Party," reserving that opportunity for himself after the foul murder of our young president. See, so history gets rewritten by the left. Nixon, a great president, a great peacemaker, becomes a villain. And Lyndon Johnson, not only a murderer, a psychopath, as I establish in my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, but a lifelong opponent of civil rights, he's now cloaked as some kind of hero. History is indeed, Owen, written by the winners, and there's a lot of rewriting of history going on even as we speak. You can tear down Washington's statue. You can tear down the statues to Jefferson and others. But these are the men who made America. These are the men who guarantee your freedom to even speak out against them today. That's what these ninnies on the left seem to be missing.
Roger, I didn't mean to take you down this jag. It's just, I see what's going on. They don't really care about these statues. If they cared about these statues, they would have been protesting them long ago. No, this is all about the left trying to dominate culture, trying to dominate their will, trying to have any victory they can because they can't win in the ballot box. They can't win electorally. They can't win politically. So they just get their minions, their zombie hordes out on the streets to bitch and moan about history and about some stupid statue so that they can declare victory over racism, something Republicans and conservatives did years ago. We already had this victory. The left is behind, Roger. Roger, we've got 5 minutes left. You've got your upcoming testimony coming up September 26th. You're fighting for state rights for medicinal marijuana right now. In the final 5 minutes of you here with us on the War Room, what's at the top of your docket?
Well, that's quite a bit. I'm going to have to huddle with my attorneys. I have to go back through and examine everything that members of the House or Senate Intelligence Committees have said about me. about my my alleged relationship with WikiLeaks, about the hacking of John Podesta's email. But I not only want to examine the things they said on the House and Senate floor in open session, I often want to also want to examine everything they said with, say, CNN or the Associated Press. The more I dig, the more the demagoguery is astounding, and the series of lies seem to stack up. I saw what Donald Trump Jr. went through. I saw the way that patriot was unfairly criticized and maligned in the mainstream media. I don't have any reports on how his closed door testimony did the other day. Once again, I wish they would let Donald Trump Jr. testify in public. If they truly want to clear the air, they should let both he and I, and then hopefully eventually Paul Manafort, testify in public. What is it they fear? What is it they're trying to hide? It's really kind of obvious to me that they don't know how to wind this this contrived investigation down. If one more reporter says to me, but 17 intelligence agencies insist that there was interference by the Russians, I might puke. That's the repetition of a mantra. This is right out of Bernays' book on propaganda. Repeat the big lie. Just keep repeating it over and over again. No evidence, no proof, no corroboration. Just keep repeating the big lie. This is the tactic of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the form of Mark Warner, one of the most disgraceful members of Congress I have seen. And while we're at it, the notion that has worked its way through the U.S. Senate, that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks are somehow affiliated with a foreign power, and therefore communications with a hostile foreign power would be illegal, this blows the mind. It's extraordinary. Julian Assange is a journalist. He is neither left nor right, but I think he's disgusted by what he has found in his activities as a journalist, and he has published it. Can the New York Times or the Washington Post say that nothing they have ever published has been questioned in terms of its accuracy or authenticity? No, they can't. But WikiLeaks can. Again, it's not how they got the documents. It's what's in the documents. Before we leave, I do want to mention one more time that it's a great opportunity to go to the Infowars.com store, where Z-Shield, the toxic metal and chemical defense formula, is 40% off. Now, we know from various studies that the air we breathe, the water we're drinking, the food we eat is poisoned more and more by toxic chemicals and metals. And these break down and damage the immune system. The EPA has admitted that they dump $800 million of pesticides into the air and the water every year. It's just the tip of the iceberg. So what I have found is the very best product available in the marketplace is Z-Shield. This was developed by a team of doctors and PhD herbalists, and chemists have spent many years testing the proprietary formula that's only available at the Infowars.com store. So please, folks, help the fight for freedom. Help the fight for a free press and for the First Amendment, and help yourself with this terrific product, which again is 40% off at the Infowars.com store. Grab some Brain Force while you're there. It's my favorite product in terms of providing mental clarity and focus, particularly when you've been working very long hours studying the various lies of Congressman Adam Schiff in print. And when you think you just can't read one more lie, that's the time to break out the Brain Force. Thank you for being so patient with us here today. We're in Orange County, and thanks for being at the War Room.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com.
Is this racist?
What a fucking
Yes, that's racist. Global condemnation, mass media outrage. Is this racist? Rapper wearing a hoodie that says revenge depicts the hanging of a white child to achieve racial justice. So that's not racist. Barely any condemnation, barely any media coverage. I can't even show the full clip because this video would get removed. Oh, but YouTube will let you watch the original, not age restricted and with millions and millions of views. They even added it to their trending section. A video of a child being lynched. Because that's advertiser friendly. Criticize modern art though, that's a big no-no. Let's do a character witness. Who's the villain here? Who's more likely to be driven by hate and intolerance? PewDiePie, a meek Swede who plays video games and messed up by saying a bad word. Or this thug, someone who gets into brawls on stage, allegedly headbutts and punches his pregnant girlfriend, then rants about how he's going to sexually abuse people's sisters as revenge. Who's the bad guy? Who's subject to global media condemnation? Yeah, it's PewDiePie. But Paul, the rapper, was decrying racial violence on both sides. Really? Okay, there's a couple of lines in the song which suggest that, but it's pretty hard to express nuance when you're depicting black-on-white mob beatings and children getting lynched. Besides, in his own words, he said he did it to get noticed. His main motivation was to cause controversy. My point is the double standard of the media in how this is glossed over, but PewDiePie is vilified for saying a bad word. Depicting a white kid writhing in agony as he's strangled to death to satiate your twisted need for racial justice. That kind of trash is actually going to create more white supremacists. Well done. Yeah, you want to drive more people into embracing ethnocentrism? That's the way to do it. You want to worsen racial divisions? That's the way to do it. Oh, but PewDiePie made a sound with his mouth that was offensive. Yeah, he apologized for it, and the vast majority of his viewers accepted the apology. Oh, but we need more grist for our fake moral panic. We need more red meat for my race war. So we're never going to shut up about it. Young Turks celebrating the dying out of white Christians. Is that racist? No, but the ACLU posted a photo of a white baby. That's racist. A top musician creating a taxpayer-funded spoken word performance in which he describes white people as inbred spawn soon to die out.
You are dead. Dead, random, white dude.
Is that racist? No, but your kid might be part of a hate group if they listen to heavy metal music, saying all white people are racist, thereby collectively demonizing an entire group based on their skin color. Is that racist? No, but Macklemore's haircut from a year ago, a hairstyle literally favored by the majority of men in the Western world between the ages of 18 and 40, that's racist. Oh, and Eric Trump's haircut too, that's racist. CNN published an article basically saying that all Trump supporters, 63 million Americans, including nearly 4 million black people, were white supremacists by default. And that's not racist. White marble, on the other hand, that's racist.
You know what else the left thinks is racist? White marble. Here's what University of Iowa professor Sarah Bond wrote about the classical art world. The equation of white marble with beauty is not an inherent truth of the universe. It's a dangerous construct that continues to influence white supremacist ideas today.
The Huffington Post reacting to the tragic death of Otto Warmbier by mocking the fact that his white privilege didn't save him. Is that racist? No. Speaking English in higher education, and that's racist. Even though the majority of the people in the world who speak English aren't white, it's still racist. Or not?
Another viral video from Paul Joseph Watson that destroys the liberal think. You can find that full video on Infowars.com right now. Is this racist? You be the judge. We'll be right back with the War Room.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room. Craig Sawyer of VetsForChildRescue.org in the last half hour of this segment. But to get it going here in the final hour, let's talk a little Hillary Clinton. Pay to play at Clinton State Department exposed in new emails. This is coming from Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton, who is absolutely kicking ass right now. The emails from Clinton aide Huma Abedin's account were among 1,600 documents turned over by the State Department in connection with Judicial Watch's Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Ooh. Judicial Watch said the documents reveal Clinton Foundation friends requesting and receiving favors from the State Department. Oh, Clinton pay for play with the Clinton Foundation? Who thought? Who knew? And now we're going to have more documents, more emails to prove it. This woman is sick, and she goes around, and her little minions cheer her and pray for her, a demonic entity. Well, you thought that Hillary Clinton blamed everything for her election loss, but you left one thing out. Hillary realized this. Clinton wants Electoral College abolished. There you go. Add the Electoral College to the running list of factors Hillary Clinton blames for the election loss, and now she says, I think the Electoral College needs to be eliminated. I'd like to see us move beyond it, yes. Oh, wouldn't the Democrats love that so they could rig every election with inner city voting? Rig every election with their welfare handouts. Rig every election with non-citizen voters, which now they're admitting to. It used to be a conspiracy theory. Now they just come out and admit they're doing it. So there's Hillary Clinton for you, the Wicked Witch of the West that just won't die. Somebody pour water on her. Here she is on CNN saying the Comey email investigation changed history.
To me, going forward is, as I say, I think it's important to focus on what happened because lessons can be learned. But
what happened?
The more important lessons that will affect our democracy going forward are not about him.
I can't stand this woman.
I think forever.
I can't even watch this clip.
But that's in the past. What's important is the fact that the Russians are still going at us.
Oh, give me a break. You're still going at us, you freak.
People I really respect, like Jim Clapper. And John Brennan and others who knew what the Russians were doing have been sounding the alarm.
Respects Jim Clapper.
Anderson, if I had been elected president under the same circumstances so that, you know, I lost the popular vote, I squeaked through the Electoral College, and evidence came up that the Russians, for whatever reason, were trying to help me.
There's no evidence.
On the first day in office, we're going to launch the most thorough investigation. No,
he did launch an investigation. The Democrats shut it down.
Can mess with our democracy.
Oh my God!
I would have had an independent commission. I would have done everything I could to get to the bottom of it because it's not going to stop. That's what I'm worried about.
She won't stop. She won't stop harassing us. I can't even just play the next clip. Hillary Clinton can't accept responsibility for defeat.
Fans of yours, I think, are looking at this book and they're saying this is a frank assessment and this is a much needed discussion of the 2016 election.
Witch.
Foes of yours are probably saying, oh, here she goes. She's pointing fingers. She's whining. There is a lot of criticism in this book.
And
effort of full disclosure.
Feels like a pig.
You criticize me pretty soundly in a few pages of this book. When it comes to the self-inflicted wounds, when you look at the list of them, and you
I don't have any self-inflicted wounds.
Did
I'm Hillary Clinton.
Enough mistakes yourself to lose the election without any.
You want to know what? I want to know what happened to her fat ass.
I don't think that will surprise you. But you know, also, this book has a lot of behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to run for president, particularly.
Oh please, you didn't even write it.
So it's not all the sad side or the disappointment that obviously came because we lost, and especially somewhat bitterly because we won the popular vote so significantly.
I honestly just have no words anymore for this woman. Evil, demonic, lying, trash. Anti-American trash. Can't even open her mouth without lying. And then sits there with the most smug, arrogant, punk-ass bitch smile you've ever seen. We know damn well who you are, Hillary Clinton. We got the documents. You're guilty of pay for play. We already know you did this, you absolute witch. You absolute witch. And then no one on an MSNBC panel will call her out. No one on a CNN panel will call her out. No one on the Today Show. No one on The View. No one. And then I guess she's been eating nothing but ice cream and donuts dealing with her loss because she's gained about 30 pounds in her ass region. Let's go to Mark Dice talking about Hillary Clinton's alternative nostril breathing. I'm sick of this woman, man.
This week started out on a very somber note with the anniversary of 9/11 on Monday, but thankfully Hillary Clinton has brought tremendous joy and laughter back to America as she continues her book tour promoting her 512 pages of excuses of why she lost the election last year. We all should thank Hillary Clinton for helping us relive those first few amazing weeks after her devastating defeat as we all got to drink the liberal tears and laugh at the lunatics who just couldn't believe what happened. Not only is she rehashing the 50 different excuses of why she thinks that she lost, from James Comey to WikiLeaks to the Russians to Alex Jones to fake news on Facebook, but she's demonstrating how she coped with the tremendous stress of her devastating defeat. Here she is sitting down with the Clown News Network's Anderson Cooper talking about her alternative nostril breathing.
You're supposed to shut your eyes. I don't want to shut my eyes on national television, but you know, you do hold and you breathe through one and you hold it and then you exhale through the other and you keep going.
Is this what
this
created
is the, look
the green
of someone
goblets?
Who's clinically insane, who's had a complete psychotic break from reality, who shouldn't be anywhere in public, let alone on national television. I really think that what's happening here is that her advisors thought that it would be bad for her image and bad for her legacy if she just disappeared after the defeat. And so they concocted this crazy idea to come out of hiding and try to pretend like she's a big, strong, powerful woman who can take the loss when everything that she's doing is only making her look crazy and more pathetic. At this point, Hillary Clinton talking about the election last year and all the amazing things that she did.
To the goblets. Here come the goblets.
She got It's like Al Bundy talking about his days as a high school football player and scoring 4 touchdowns during one game.
Who?
Bundy! B-U-N-D-Y, Al Bundy! Made All-City back in 66, 4 touchdowns. And I'm not talking the whole year. One game.
But I think that we should all take a moment and thank Hillary Clinton for coming out with this book, because she's breathed new life into these old memes, which I was going to delete from my computer because I thought, well, I can't post these online anymore. They're just so last year. But thanks to Hillary Clinton, they're all fresh again. Memes like this: America has spoken. Or this one: I'm the president. Of course you are, Hillary. And who could forget this fantastic poll from the Huffington Post that says our pollster models give Hillary Clinton a 98.1% chance of winning the presidency. And then there's this parody Time magazine cover, which awarded her Loser of the Year last year. But at the rate she's going, she might win again this year. And then there's this old meme from the History Channel's Ancient Aliens, which seems like it's fresh again. And then there's one of my favorites, the Wheel of Blame, which seems like a parody. But these are actual real excuses that she has used. Fake news, suburban women, WikiLeaks, the FBI, Facebook and Twitter, Russia, Putin, right-wing radio, misogynists. Actually, now that I'm taking a closer look at this, it's missing about half of them. But it's still pretty good. Oh, and then there's this one. You guys remember this.
Electoral College didn't make it.
And this one I made all by myself.
That's her new blame.
It was when Hillary Clinton was first lady, and she appeared on Saturday Night Live with Chris Farley. Some of you guys are probably too young to get this, but many of you will understand what I'm talking about here. It says, remember when Huffington Post's poll gave you a 98.1% chance of winning? That was awesome. And let's not forget about some of the new ones, like this one. Help! I've lost, and I
when
can't
SNL
shut
was
up!
Funny.
Anyway, thanks again, Hillary, not only for losing, but for writing this hilarious book a year later and reminding us all of why we voted for Donald Trump.
I'd like to thank Mark Dice, because I was about to have a heart attack here on the desk, having to deal with Hillary Clinton again. And, you know, she's going to keep coming. But thank you, Mark Dice, for providing humor to a demonic entity like Hillary Clinton. Thank you very much. And I'd like to know where she gets her donuts and pastries, because they must be damn good for her to put that much weight on her backside. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, I mean, they must be great pastries. So I'd like to know where she gets it. So Hillary Clinton, a new round of emails is released showing how the Clinton Foundation engaged in pay for play. Wow, more evidence of the Clinton Foundation acting illegally. Shocking, I know. Oh, more shocking news. Hillary Clinton blames the Electoral College. This woman hates America. She wants to destroy everything that created this great country, and she will not go away. We'll be right back with more of The War Room. Craig Sawyer coming up at 5:30.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out 3 things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number 1, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number 2, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number 3, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years, because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are live 3 to 6 p.m. Central weekdays at warroom.show, InfoWars.com/show. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We had a poll yesterday. We got 30,000 votes. What is most important to you? Build that wall? Was it build that wall, lock her up, or cut the taxes? Cut the taxes won 38%. To build that wall's 37%. Lock her up came in at about 26% or something like that. So always follow us there for polls and breaking news. I got a stack of news here that I haven't gotten to. We've got Craig Sawyer for the last two segments. So I'm just going to knock out all this news for you before we bring Craig Sawyer on from vetsforchildrescue.org. Washington Post: a South Korean delegation asked Washington for nuclear weapons. Lee Chol-woo, the head of Intelligence Committee of South Korea's National Assembly, said this morning, "We are here to ask for redeployment of tactical warheads in South Korea." So South Korea clearly on edge because of the events going on in North Korea today, which there were more. We'll get to that in a second. Russia kicks off huge 2017 military exercises with Belarus. Russia kicked off what Western powers expect to be the country's largest military exercise since the Cold War, a massive mobilization of forces that has triggered unease among U.S. officials and their allies in Eastern Europe. More war games going on, including on the American side of things. American Tank Brigade rolls into Poland as fears grow Russia is planning another Ukraine-style land grab. That was more Russia just standing up for the Russians in Ukraine, that they don't fall to a George Soros Civil War initiative. North Korea preparing imminent launch of intercontinental missile which could reach U.S. or Britain, warns Japan. So, of course, they keep testing missiles. Kim Jong-fat-un keeps saying that he wants to attack America. He threatened them again today. He's celebrating his scientists that are developing these hydrogen bombs. That was discussed by the UN on Monday. North Korea threatens to reduce the U.S. to ashes and sink Japan into the sea, as satellite images suggest Kim Jong-un is preparing for another nuclear test. Well, I've lost count of how many the North Korean regime has done. Trump drew a line in the sand, said one more threat, and it's not going to be pretty. Let's see how that goes. North Korea just launched a missile is what I'm being told. Is this breaking right now? So we'll have more news on that. And we're going to have Craig Sawyer on, so maybe he can talk about this. So North Korea just going absolutely crazy. How will the U.S. respond? Here's a sad story today. 8 special operations forces injured in Fort Bragg training. There was an explosion at an exercise at Fort Bragg today. And according to an Army spokesperson, 8 U.S. special forces have been injured. We hope that everyone there is okay and that that is a minor incident. Artificial sweeteners raise risk of type 2 diabetes, study suggests. Wow, really? Fake food? Artificial sweeteners? Sugar? Processed sugar? Yeah, that's unhealthy. Wow. Thank you, The Guardian, for printing that. When will people realize that this stuff is not healthy for you? All right, there's a lot of conjecture about Trump making a deal with Democrats. North Korea missile reportedly passes over Japan. Was that just printed, guys? So again, North Korea now for a second time has launched a missile that has gone over the island of Japan. This is from Market Watch, who, just a side note, Market Watch is now being blacklisted by big tech companies. They can't even get comments from these big tech companies. I don't know why. Japan has issued a shelter in place after North Korea fired another missile late Thursday, according to Japanese and South Korean news reports. So Japanese people are sheltering in place. South Korea is requesting nuclear tactical warheads. I mean, Trump has already drawn a line in the sand. Are we about to see the breaking point here with North Korea, folks? With all of this going on, so much going on right now, perhaps that is why North Korea is puffing up its chest again, seeing everything that we're dealing with here domestically. Okay, so we're going to keep an eye on this developing story. North Korea launches another missile. South Korea requests tactical warheads. The U.S. has already drawn a line in the sand, and Japan gets breezed by another North Korean missile. Wow. Let's try to knock out the rest of this news. Trump is getting a hard time for making a deal with Democrats. Trump's base is a bit fractured over this right now. If we don't have the wall, we're doing nothing. Trump says there will eventually be a border wall and there won't be amnesty for dreamers. A lot of people aren't buying that, or a lot of people are debating that right now because of the recent things that Trump has done. It's worth mentioning that Sarah Sanders said Trump is 100% behind the wall, but a lot of flack coming from Trump's base about trying to save the dreamers or save DACA. Trump vows to work with Democrats to legalize dreamers, says the wall will come later. So yeah, that's the kind of stuff that's upsetting his base right now. But this is what I thought was going to happen from the beginning. He's going to try to legalize these people. He's going to try to make them citizens. And it's going to be part of a deal with the Democrats that I ultimately think will help him. Now, I wasn't expecting the backlash that he's receiving from his base on this deal. We'll see if that changes Trump's policy or rhetoric on this. A lot of that is coming from big conservative talk shows. But cutting the deal with Democrats, not something Trump's base likes. They don't like DACA. They don't want these people legalized. But I've said from the beginning, I think that that's what Trump is going for. Chuck Schumer caught on hot mic basking in Trump's adulation. So after Chuck Schumer gets his deal, he's literally all giddy talking about, oh my gosh, Trump likes me. Oh my gosh, Trump likes me. He likes me. Well, Trump's probably the only one then, Chucky. Orrin Hatch says corporate tax rate could go as low as 20%, favors retroactive cuts. This was published this morning. An hour ago, Rand Paul was on Fox News and said he thinks Trump is going to cut the corporate tax to 15%. That would be huge. That's how you get businesses back in the United States. That's how you get manufacturing back in the United States. Trump has that vision. Trump has that will, something we've lacked in the White House for decades. There you go. Donald Trump says U.S. needs to cut corporate tax to 15% to match China. Boom! Common sense. No other politicians have it. Feds collect record taxes through August, still run $673 billion deficit. Oh, wow. Just talking about cutting the taxes has caused a record tax return right now. Excuse me. Feds collect record taxes through August, still run $673 billion deficit. So they haven't even got these major tax cuts happened yet. but they're already seeing record taxes being paid. So there you go. Navy SEAL security, Bannon and Ann Coulter accompany Milo to Berkeley. So they have to have Navy SEALs come to deal with Antifa now anytime a conservative wants to speak. Does this happen at a Hillary Clinton speech? Does this happen at a Bill Clinton speech? Does this happen at a Bernie Sanders speech? No, because the right isn't a bunch of out of their mind, frothing at the mouth lunatics like you have that want to protest Trump and every conservative that has a free thought. Anaheim's emergency declaration set stage for removal of homeless encampment. We did a story on this a while ago with Legal Latino Heat. Now they're finally doing something because the homeless has become such an issue. This is loving liberal California. How does this happen? Robert E. Lee statue comes down today in Dallas. They're fighting history. Folsom School warns USA chant could send unintended message. That's right. USA is hateful. Build that wall. Berkeley puts up barriers in their own Stop Antifa at the Shapiro speech. It goes on and on. You can't even have the national anthem in a restaurant.
InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
All right, folks, a lot is breaking. We've got Craig Sawyer with us. I've got a couple questions I want to ask him. But President Trump just made this statement regarding the wall and DACA. Here's President Trump.
Renovating large sections of walls. It'll be brand new by the time we finish. We're building samples of four different walls in order to make the choice. And after the choice is made, we'll either have it in budget or someplace. And if the Democrats aren't going to approve it, then we're not going to do what they want. So I think it'll work out.
If the Democrats won't approve it, we'll have to move on, Trump says.
A lot has to do with the amount of security. We want very heavy security at the border. We want surveillance. We want a lot of things at the border. And ultimately, we don't want them to obstruct with the wall. But just so you understand, we're renovating massive sections of wall right now. And essentially, it'll be brand new. We're going to be able to use them.
DACA now and the wall later?
DACA now and the wall very soon. But the wall will happen. Thank you.
So he's saying he's addressing DACA now and the wall very soon.
Say what? To do what?
This is a makeshift press conference. He can't even hear the journalists.
No.
All right, guys, let's just finish that out. We pretty much got the gist of it there. And this is what's fracturing Trump's base right now. He's making deals with Democrats. It seems like he's putting off the wall to try to clear up DACA, see what's going to happen with that in Congress. It's all very tough. I've always kind of just sat back and not been too preemptive about judging what Trump does and just waiting and see the fruits. Let's see what happens with DACA. Let's see what happens with the wall. Let's bring in Craig Sawyer, vetsforchildrescue.org, tacticalinsider.com. Craig, you just heard President Trump's statements today, basically addressing what I think is the fracturing of his base right now over DACA and the wall. Where do you stand on these issues?
Well, I see those as kind of superfluous or auxiliary issues, aside from the fact that he is surrounded by hostile players who are hammering him with all of these negative pieces of legislation from the other side. So I don't care if it's the border wall or DACA or anything else. He's always going to be bombarded with just silliness from all sides until he gets a hold of what's going on there in D.C. That town is full of subversive, anti-American crooks. Who answer to the globalists and are not looking after the well-being of the American citizen. So I think until he and his DOJ starts perp walking some of these big names and starts returning fire, it's just going to be one or four or 10 of these issues every day for him to frantically fight over. And it's like he's got rats crawling all over him. He's got to clear his six a little bit so that he can go to work making America great again. I think a lot of these issues or common sense, they would handle themselves if he were able to just move his agenda forward and get some work done. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the way I see these. I'm not inclined to really squabble over the fine details of each of them because I see them all as part of this same negative agenda from the globalists to break down the effectiveness of the United States. And I see Trump as really needing a strong DOJ and a really hardcore, active attorney general who's sicking his DOJ on these perps that we know already have an arm-long list of felonies that we can see from here. With WikiLeaks and everything else, we know who's dirty. Where are the prosecutions? So right now we've got a sick country. The American citizens are starved for justice. We're waiting. He said he was going to lock her up. He ran on that. We're saying, Mr. President, we're behind you. Let's make this happen. And now where is it? So I understand it's hostile territory for him. I empathize that it's difficult and he's got a lot of backstabbers around him, but he's really got to be aggressive at clearing his backspace and kind of cleaning his own house of subversives and those who are betraying him. so that he can get a few heavy pipe hitters around him so he can go to work. I think as soon as that momentum changes, we call it fire superiority and spec ops. You know, you can't let your enemy just fire at you with impunity. And that's what's going on right now. Nobody's going after a lot of these big name perps in DC. They're shooting at the president at their leisure. It's like a party. It's like, hey, scumbags day out. Oh, let's all stand around throwing rocks at the president. Look, nobody's coming after us. We're already guilty. The American public's laughing. They see we're already filthy and nothing's, you know, we don't have to worry about being prosecuted or hung for treason if we're, if the law ever really fully catches up to us. And, I think that's what needs to happen above all else. President Trump needs to get that DOJ locked on and marching forward. And I say, you know, I appreciate Jeff Sessions. I think he's a nice man, but he may be too much of a nice man, too much of a Southern gentleman. I think he's smiling and making nice there in inside the Beltway, playing Beltway ball when, and by my personal opinion, I don't speak for anyone but myself, I think that's not what's needed. I think smiling and making nice with scumbags who are attacking our country is not what's needed. I think we need some heads cracked, and we need a lot of big names perp walked and prosecuted, and I think we need to educate the American public on what all they have been into with public trials, a walk through it, and air out all of the facts of just how hostile all of these big names are and what all they've really done against we the people, so that the eyes can be opened of the American citizen and go, oh, my God, look what all had happened behind our backs, behind the curtain. I think that that veil of secrecy needs to be ripped away, and the American public needs to be shown what has gone on. It needs to be put a stop needs to be put to it very abruptly and very boldly. Again, we're starved for justice. That is what's needed most.
And that's why we elected Trump. That's why you started vetsforchildrescue.org. And the reason why I'm usually patient with this stuff is because despite all the mudslinging that's going on in DC, Trump's focus somehow still remains. And now to your points on the DOJ, I completely agree. We don't want a lapdog DOJ. We don't want a guard dog DOJ. We want an attack dog DOJ. Trump is under attack all day long. It's time to put these people against the ropes.
Yeah, when look, if four or five or eight of these big name perps got cuffed up and perp walked and thrown in the slammer awaiting their trial, the entire energy of Washington, D.C. would change. The entire tide of this battle for the United States would change, because so many of them are complicit. So many of them are already felonies, and they could and should be put away for the rest of their lives. But the justice system has not yet caught up to them. I think once they realize that all bets were off, and the blackmailing and the brownstoning operations and everything else that they've been up to aren't going to be honored, and it's not going to be a Beltway ball anymore, I think it would scare the living bejesus out of us, out of them, and I think everything would change. It could literally change the dynamic of this war for our nation overnight. I really believe that, and I think it needs to happen. Speaking of which, what is it, two or three people a week now we're hearing that are journalists or investigators or key witnesses for the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, are being murdered or just turning up otherwise dead lately for the last couple of months, and the news media, the so-called mainstream news media, doesn't seem to be able to connect the dots. Oh, look, here's another eight people dead, you know, this month or over the last 2 months, and we don't really, we don't really know why. It's like, come on, man, why? As a special operations veteran, have been working in several different agencies and communities, intelligence community, diplomatic community, counterterrorist community, having been qualified as a federal criminal investigator, I'm sitting here scratching my head going, why, oh, why has no one set up major sting operations on some of these key witnesses and rolled up some of these scumbag hitmen that are murdering these people around D.C.? And we like to use the word interview them to exploit the that intelligence and that information on who sent them, and dismantle that network and find out what's going on and start cracking some big heads. I think that needs to happen like yesterday. Why that hasn't happened just demonstrates to me that our justice system is not cooking at full tilt.
It does beg the question. We need to keep the heat on Trump. Keep the heat on his DOJ. It's time to start locking up these criminals. One more segment with Craig Sawyer on the other side.
December 23rd, 1776. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods. And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny, has declared that she has a right not only to tax, but to bind us in all cases whatsoever. And if being bound in that matter is not slavery, then there is no such thing as slavery upon earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can only belong to God. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. Final segment. We've got Craig Sawyer from VetsForChildRescue.org on. I got a few more questions I want to ask him. The breaking news, though, is that North Korea has fired another missile over Japan. Japan is at a shelter-in-place moment right now. We just released a new poll on the War Room. Today's poll, do you support real Donald Trump making a deal with Democrats? Early polling indicates no, but it's a pretty tight race, so we'll be monitoring this one down to the bitter end. Folks, get to InfoWarsStore.com. Don't miss out on some of the great specials that we have running right now. It starts with InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off right now with coupon code IRMA. 25-year shelf life. You're seeing all kinds of emergencies, all kinds of disasters happening. Why not prepare yourself with emergency food? Don't worry about rushing to the store to get food after an emergency. You'll already have yours ready. 50% off Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. That is fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine built in. The best toothpaste on the planet by my measurement. 50% off. That's under $8 for a tube of that toothpaste. 50% also off of Caveman. 50% off all of this stuff and Caveman, both chocolate and strawberry Caveman formulas, bone broth packed with protein, a supplement I use every day. And now with coupon code WARROOM, 10% off your entire order. So say you don't want anything I just mentioned. You're not interested in the storable food, the toothpaste, the Caveman. We've got hats. We've got t-shirts, water filtration, basically everything. And you fill your shopping cart, plug in the code WARROOM, and get an additional 10% off right now. 10% off with coupon code WARROOM. All right, I've got a couple directions I want to go in here with the final 8 minutes with Craig Sawyer. First, I just want to say, because he talks about locking up these people, getting justice, the DOJ actually going on the attack. How is it that we have stories about 30% of the people filing their DACA paperwork lie on their paperwork? That's a federal crime. If I lied on a federal document, I'd be in jail. That's pretty unbelievable. But what I want to pose to Craig Sawyer right now, Craig, we're being told that the generals are kind of in control of the information flow. We're told that General Kelly is kind of controlling what comes in and out of the White House as if he is the communications director, even though Hope Hicks has now just been named communications director. What are your thoughts right now on the control of information we're being told that the generals have over the Oval Office?
Well, I know Mad Dog Mattis is in there too, and I do have confidence and faith in him, and unless proven otherwise, and I hope to God that never happens. I don't expect it to. But with Kelly, man, I don't know. It doesn't look good. Some of the indications from his actions and behavior surrounding the president. I give the president credit for having, keeping his finger on the pulse of the public. He's got numerous sources. So, I don't think that he's as effectively isolated as people suspect or that maybe these generals might like. I hope that's not the case, but, I think we'll see based on the president's decisions moving forward and how it goes. I like to reserve judgment. I don't want to, you know, think the worst of our generals. But the facts have to prove it out. So I like to sit back and watch and just see how it plays out and make my judgment based on the facts as they happen. I do hope that he's paying attention and listening to what's going on. I think he needs desperately, good people around him right now. And shame on anyone that would betray him and shelter him from helpful information that would allow him to best serve we, the American people.
That's Craig Sawyer. You can find more information at tacticalinsider.com, vetsforchildrescue.org, a great movement he's behind right now, former special operations. Craig, I want to take a different angle with you here for the final 5 minutes of the War Room here today. I've got two stories here, shocking, both out of California, I know. Folsom School warns USA chant could send unintended message. So now at Vista del Lago High School, they're saying you cannot chant USA because you might offend someone. Then in Los Angeles, customers outraged after Buffalo Wild Wings employee silences national anthem. That happened on September 11th. They turn off the national anthem. As somebody who served this country, as somebody who put his life on the line, what emotions come over you when you see these stories that are just really nothing more than people that hate this country?
Yeah, well, it's just pathetic. It's disappointing to just see how low and how far a segment of our society has devolved. It really is just a case of a segment of our society succumbing to a long barrage of disinformation and propaganda from the so-called mainstream news media, who now as owned and answers to foreign hostile powers rather than looking out for the best interest of the American people. So people, they'll hear something on the mainstream news media and they'll get that idea in their head and they'll run around as though it were fact and truth. And now they're bitter against their country. So, I mean, it's just, it's a testament to just how powerful a negative mainstream news media can be at poisoning the minds of a citizenry. We got people, they hate their selves, they hate their families, they hate their country. It's, in my mind, it's demonic. It's an evil influence and it's orchestrated. You read about it. It's all out there. For people that really want to understand, they already kind of do understand the agenda, why it's going this way, but it's just, it's an extension of the agenda to just see people so poorly informed and so disinformed about the facts and what really is going on that they're just miserable in their own skin and they're lashing out seemingly at everything. It's despicable. It's disappointing. I think, we really do have to get a hold on re-educating our public and showing them history, showing them what the United States really is, show them what's really happened around the globe so that they can make a comparison and not be so bitter and misled, because it's counterproductive. It's tragic even. So I'll be glad when this phase passes.
Yeah, and it's almost like we're in between a rock and a hard place here, because these people hate America. They say it. They hate us. They hate Trump. They seem to hate everything. So we have an emotional response to that. But also at the same time, we realize they're victims. I mean, this is a sad story of victims being victimized by propaganda, taught to hate themselves, taught to hate their country, taught to hate everything that made them prosperous, or at least gives them the chance to be prosperous. Let's take it one more angle here before we let you go. Just 2 minutes left. Breaking while we are on the air, you had South Korea asking Washington for nuclear weapons. You have Japan now sheltering in place as North Korea has just launched another missile. What are your thoughts on the conflict going on between the United States, North Korea, Japan, South Korea, China, everything in that region?
Well, I don't think North Korea is as big a threat as it may appear. The guy is obviously unstable and he's out of his mind. But I want to just say it this way. I have full confidence that we have the military and technical capability to stop any missiles that North Korea would launch. So having said that, I think the rest of it's just diplomacy and how the president sees best to deal with this. I think, again, I'm glad that he's got Mad Dog Mattis there to turn loose on it. I think there will be good counsel there. So I don't want to get into that any further. You know, China is obviously the big consideration long term. So we've got to kind of, it's kind of like we're dealing with China and their goofy little stepbrother North Korea's acting up, and we just kind of have to deal with it. So
my estimation is that China just kind of uses North Korea as their pit bull, if you will, and that America has to deal with North Korea before they can really deal with China, which is the real issue. One more thing before we let you go again. Craig Sawyer, tacticalinsider.com, vetsforchildrescue.org. Check out that website. Very important, folks. They're trying to block that. We've got a poll going right now. Do you support real Donald Trump making a deal with Democrats? It's a pretty tight race right now. What do you think, Craig? Do you support Donald Trump being diplomatic with Democrats?
If that's his decision, I'm inclined to back that for now. I say let him do what he wants to do. We elected the man. We gave him the ball. Let's let him run with the ball a little bit and see where it goes. I'm not inclined to second guess him and attack him at every step. I think it's time to give him a little elbow room. Let him run. And I got confidence in him. I think he's a sharp guy. You know, his enemies keep underestimating him, and I don't think we should fall into that same trap. I think he's more clever than most people give him credit for. So let's just watch him do his thing.
And we should certainly at least stay united behind Trump. That doesn't mean we have to go along with everything he does, but us united behind the president will make this country stronger. Thank you, Craig Sawyer. Thanks for all your efforts. Vetsforchildrescue.org, folks. Check that website out. Craig Sawyer, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me on, Owen. Appreciate it.
This has been The War Room, folks. Live every day, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at War Room Show. Warroom.show for all the content. War Room Show on iTunes Podcast. David Knight returns tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good? because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said, there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.